Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Studio E at my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a very special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, we certainly want to help say thank you to you for helping keep America rolling along. And let's not forget our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers going coast to coast, border to border, the men and the women out there, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail wherever it needs to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers that are out there, and our suicide jockeys, too, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also over on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there, and I will bet you you can find a link right there on that page to Kyle Warren's website. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yay. It's 71 degrees. Not bad.
Wow. Not bad at all. I wish it was that here. It's 48 degrees where I'm at.
You can have it. We don't want it. That's too cold for me. Yep, I don't want it. Sorry. I've had enough for the winter. Although I do know there's more coming eventually. We can't, you know, we really haven't even had winter yet. It's coming, but here we go. We'll have about two more weeks of it, and then we're done. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And to that one person that likes to complain about the fact that we say the Pledge of Allegiance, kiss my grits.
Yep.
It ain't going to change, pal. All right, well, here's something that is going to change. Where'd all the money go in Ukraine? Did you hear yesterday General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told lawmakers that more money is going to be needed by June to assist the Ukraine in this war against Russia, according to multiple sources? They are running out of money after they got a $45 billion bounce here. Back in November or September, for September and October. And then Congress gave them, $112 billion in military and economic support for Ukraine in four separate spending bills. And that includes a $23.5 billion bill to buy weapons and equipment from the Defense Department stockpiles. I don't know what the hell they're doing with the money. We need to find out fast.
Captain, I can't imagine that that much money wouldn't have made a much greater impact. But certainly to now hear that, well, by June, we're going to run out of money, or the Ukrainian forces will run out of money, that's pretty alarming. Meanwhile,
yeah.
President Biden has said that it's basically cheaper, I guess, to support Ukraine than it is to have it all, you know, be taken over and have to deal with a larger problem. But he pretty much said that in context with the idea that it's really just these MAGA Republicans that don't want to spend money and this kind of stuff. I don't know that it's the case that people don't want to defend Ukraine or help, but it is a legitimate question, and you just asked it. Where did the money go? That's a good question.
I want to know. I want
to
know. I want to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could have taken $23 billion, and so could you, and we could have used it for priority stuff and sat there and directed it where it needed to go for them to use it the best instead of, and I don't even know what they're doing. I mean, I have no clue.
Right, exactly. So we're talking about, all this material supposedly that would be purchased and so forth. So there should be some kind of notion. I mean, I understand for security reasons and so forth, you may not want to simply blab to Putin exactly what you got or where you put the money or what it did necessarily. But in a general sense, there should be some oversight of this. Otherwise, it can't just be a blank check.
Well, no, and make no mistake, this is not America's war. But if we falter in our commitment to provide the support to the people of Ukraine and defend their freedom, our sons and daughters may soon be called to defend ours, because this is going to expand very rapidly.
Well, that's really true. And I would like to add as well, Captain, that it would be nice if the Biden administration would say we want to earmark at least a fraction of this kind of money, the terms of the amount, to go to East Palestine to help with the cleanup and to help the people there restore their lives. We're sending it all overseas, but we also have an emergency here that you can do a lot more with a lot less than $45 billion, I'm sure, would improve those people's
lives.
Hold that thought.
Okay, and by the way, folks, former President Donald Trump told Glenn Beck that the U.S. is spending money that will pull the country into World War III. Boy, oh boy. No doubt. Okay, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. We will take it right away, right after I tell you this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a company that with a product that I use, and I've been using it religiously. I believe in the product, and I'm going to continue to take it because it works. Now, what it does is if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, leg pain, ankle pain, foot pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain you got, this is a product that is all natural, has no narcotics in it at all. It's drug-free. That will go straight to the source of your pain, and that's because of what's in it. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling to begin with. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a try, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, we have a caller. So before we get started, we'll go to the caller. Mike in Clearwater, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was thinking about it earlier today, and with the stuff that's going on, especially with China, and we know how China got to where they are. They certainly didn't do it with their own work. They ripped us and a whole bunch of other people off for trade secrets and this and that and the other. But I was thinking back to when President Nixon was in office, and two of the things that he did was he started a dialogue with China. And he took us off the gold standard whereby, you know, you used to be able to turn in your dollars and get so much gold if you wanted. So my question, Kyle, if he didn't do those two things, if Nixon didn't start dialogue with China and kept us on the gold standard, what kind of world would we be in today? Would we be in a better place and not be in the pickle that we're in? Because I can't help but wonder how things would have turned out if he did not do both of those things. And I'd like to see what you think. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kyle, give it a shot. I got an idea on this one, but give it a shot.
Well, I'll talk about China here for a moment. It is interesting, of course, that Richard Nixon was able to open up China. And I think that was a diplomatic goal that he and, of course, Henry Kissinger, I think, was a big engineer in that as well. And so and that was in the 1970s. And so you had communist China that had been there basically since 1949, right, with the Mao Revolution, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that there was a little bit of time had passed. Now we've got a lot more time on it. We've seen what China has grown into. But ultimately, I think it was a good thing to open that dialogue. But as far as the gold standard goes, you know, that's a very, very big deal, because what happens is that you don't know how much your money is worth ever, and all you can do is print more. So what we've seen where we can print more and issue checks and do all kinds of stuff, it becomes meaningless monopoly money over time.
Well, that's true, but there's also one other thing here. When Nixon went to open China, I remember it was all about trade, and getting our products over there and selling them things and having them sell us stuff. And the balance of trade was not equal, and they were going to try to make it equal and all that stuff. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it didn't take very long for it to become unequal, did it?
No, well, of course not. And fast forward to the Trump years, where President Trump was able to say, look, you know, they've got us over a barrel on this stuff. And everybody sort of laughed at Trump or tried to, you know, ridicule him and so forth. But President Trump is the only president in the modern time now that says, hey, something was going on here.
Now, we've got a situation going on in the Houston area. Three fires yesterday within 24 hours at the same oil company, three different facilities, though, in Deer Park, Texas. This is very odd.
Well, isn't it, though? If you have the same thing happen in three different locations, basically, for the same company, we don't know the origins of these fires, but certainly, you know, it bears investigation. And unfortunately, Captain, it's hard to believe that's all just a coincidence. All at the same time. One fire, maybe. That's a problem. It was, you know, something happened and it was an accident. But it's hard to believe three.
Well, if I'm an arson investigator, I'm looking at the records of employment, who works there, what their beefs are, if they've had any beefs with the company, whether or not they've been let go by the company, and maybe they came back to get their stuff and this was all coincidental. Because you have to look at the times and see who was there and who came and left it around those times. But something is not right when you hear things like this. It's just not right.
Well, that's right. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of barrels a day basically being processed. And obviously, you know, that's going to have some kind of impact into the market.
Well, watch the price go up. Just watch the price go up. Now,
exactly right.
Now, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is up for re-election, what, next Tuesday?
I believe so, yeah. And they're already there's an interesting thing about what maybe going into the jails and trying to get people registered to
vote. She wants people to vote that are in jail, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like they're going to vote for her, right?
Well, of course.
That may be the reason they're there. But anyway, they have to get the clear winner has to have 50% of the vote to be able to be declared the winner. Or there will be a runoff. If they don't get 50% plus, they won't be a winner. There'll be a runoff. And everything that we see looks like there's going to be one, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, nobody seems to, it was not really likely that any of these different nine candidates, by the way, she's got eight different people she's running against.
It's very unlikely
that one will get 50%.
All right, I believe it was wrong on next week. I think it's today. Today. Because this story here, right here from Politico, says on Tuesday, Chicago voters will choose from nine candidates in a mayoral race dominated by voter concerns about crime. Now, here's a second story from the Associated Press. It says 4 years ago, incumbent Lori Lightfoot became the first black woman and openly gay person to serve as mayor of the city. However, her support has fallen amid rising homicides and public disputes with the police and teachers unions. Then the third story I can find is The Hill about this, that says her top rivals, who are Democrats, include former Chicago Public Schools executive Paul Vallis, U.S. Congressman Jesus Chai Garcia, and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson. Then the next story I see is from National Public Radio. It says race and the city's segregation is also playing an important role in this contest, as each candidate worries to appeal to the needs and fears of the specific racial groups and ethnic enclaves. For example, Vallis, who is white, is calling for more police. Johnson, who is black, is urging for progressive reforms. Then you have the New York Times chiming in, saying Garcia, if he wins, would become the city's only, or would become the city's first Hispanic mayor. Then the final story on this is from the Chicago Tribune. It says if no candidate wins 50% of the vote, as is expected, the top two will head to an April 4th runoff election.
Yes, very interesting indeed. It's hard. If you're a mayor of a big city like this, it's kind of hard to lose. But she may pull it off, Captain, and actually lose. But also, she's one of the first, or if not the first, mayor of a major U.S. city to go up for re-election since the pandemic happened, and we had all this crime and everything continue to just really be exacerbated. So her election today could be a bellwether for other mayors who are also having explosions in crime and other problems.
Well, if she's not at the 50%, one of the top two, then she won't be in the election come April, the runoff. Think about
right,
that
yeah,
for a minute.
What if she doesn't make it? But that will be very interesting to see. So 24 hours from now, we'll probably be talking about what happened with Lori Lightfoot.
Do you know what happened? All right. Hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's 71 degrees here where I'm at. Partly cloudy skies, not too many clouds, just a few. And I hope you're having a good night wherever you're at. So take care, and we will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House says it's confident in its legal authority to roll out its student loan forgiveness program. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Tuesday on President Biden's plan to forgive an estimated $400 billion in student loan debt. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the program will give tens of millions of Americans more breathing room to start a family or buy a home. The program would cancel $10,000 in debt for those earning less than $125,000 a year. and up to $20,000 for those who receive Pell Grants. Those challenging the plan in court included several Republican-led states, argue the move is an abuse of executive authority. The niece of former President Jimmy Carter says he's still got some time in him as he receives hospice care. In an interview with Fox News, eating and even asked her to drop off some soup. The Carter Center announced earlier this month the 98-year-old decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. Julio Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you, Kyle. And for you folks over here in Tampa or anybody in the state of Florida or Georgia or Alabama or maybe even further up the line, if you want to come and see Dennis Prager next Wednesday, March the 8th, he will be here in Tampa at the Corona Cigar Company. What better way to spend an evening than over cigars and drinks with like-minded conservatives? Now, the Corona Cigar Company is by far the finest cigar experience in Tampa Bay. The entire building is a humidor with hundreds of open boxes. The bar has the absolute best selection of liberal, or yeah, liberal, listen to me, of alcoholic beverages in Tampa. Now, tickets are limited, but there are 50 or so available right now if you want to attend. So, get yours today by going to the website, 860theanswer.com. That's 860theanswer.com. And don't forget the Great American Smokeout with Dennis Prager, Wednesday the 8th at the Corona Cigar Company across from the International Plaza on Boy Scout Boulevard here in Tampa. That's right there by the north end of the airport. All right, now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow is just knocking stuff out of the ballpark right now. They've got specials on literally everything they've got. And I mean, buy one, get one, save 50%, save 60%, save 70%, 80%, 90%. Unbelievable savings. All you got to do is go to the MyPillow.com website, go into the radio listener specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Shop till you drop. And you'll see a bunch of stuff there that you can use. Also,
You can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number. Promo code will always be Captain. That's MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, things just keep stacking up and stacking up and stacking up. What would you say if I told you once again, in the bad weather that hit the Midwest and there were tornadoes in the area, not necessarily where this woman was, but down south of her yesterday we had a bunch of serious storms and some damaging tornadoes that also caused some injuries. But the mayor of Michigan, Whitmer.
Governor.
Said, well, mayor, what the hell? She might as well be the mayor, right? Anyway, the Democratic governor was criticized for taking an apparent night out in the middle of the severe weather that struck her state, knocking power out to a number of places, but, of course, not the one where she went.
Well, as I recall, just a few nights ago, there was about 500,000 people or so, close to that number, out in Michigan.
That's right.
As a result of the ice and this kind of thing. So, yeah, it's not good optics. It's kind of like Governor Newsom going to the laundry, whatever that was called, the fancy restaurant, when everybody else was supposed to stay in their homes and not come out.
Yeah. Now, I don't know who they lost yesterday, but the Biden administration lost one of their fancy mucky mucks up the food chain system, one of the mayors, one of the female black mayors. Do you know who that was?
I don't know offhand, no.
All right, because I'm looking at her picture on the front of Fox News.
Okay.
See if you can find it real quick.
Of course, absolutely.
And I'll read another story here, because that seems to be important if it's who I think it is. She looks familiar. I can't tell you from what. Now, folks, the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, echoed President Biden and what he said on Sunday by telling CNN State of the Union that providing F-16 fighter jets to the Ukraine is a question for a later time. Well, tell that to the Ukrainians that are sitting over there basically getting hammered. I realize that they're trying to take back some of their territory, but you can't do it without having the proper equipment. The proper equipment consists of heavy tanks, big-time artillery, and aircraft. And they got one of the three, because the tanks are going to be very slow in arriving. Hey, Kyle, did you find that yet?
This we're talking about White House Office of Public Engagement Director Keisha Lance Bottoms. She announced Monday, according to Fox News, she would be stepping down after serving with the Biden administration since June. Bottoms, the former mayor of Atlanta, described her tenure in the White House as, quote, an extraordinary season, unquote. So she is evidently
the mayor of Atlanta. Okay, that's where I thought I saw.
Former right. mayor of Atlanta. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about these F-16s as well, Captain, one would wonder, well, would F-16s help end the war? Because President Biden was being interviewed by ABC's David Muir, and he said, well, we have seasoned military people telling us what Zelensky needs right now. He needs tanks, and he needs air defense, et cetera. And he was asked specifically about F-16s, and the president would not answer that with a yes or a no, but said, basically, look, we don't know what this guy's going to need, you know, two or three years down the road. To which a lot of people were asking, Captain, is this going to go on for more years? And so my central question would be, well, would F-16s help end the war sooner than that?
Probably. But I also got to thinking about the fact that they're maneuvering, taking some more B-52s out of service and making the fleet a little bit smaller and a little bit more modern. What would happen if we gave them some B-52s?
Right. Well, but certainly Russia commands a lot of air power as well. But I can't imagine that the game plan would be for the war to drag on for a long period of time, because the more that drags on,
the more dangerous it really becomes, because Putin will say, maybe I'm losing this thing. It's difficult to foresee exactly what he would do if he was soundly beaten. Will he still fire off a nuke? Or is the ultimate thing to get regime change, quote unquote, not by the U.S., but by internally in Russia, for example, to try to turn that off? Because it's hard to see how this would end without Putin deciding, well, if I can't have Ukraine, nobody can have Ukraine, kind of a mentality.
Well, that's when I think somebody would take him out.
Right, exactly. Because again, he's trying to be Vlad the Great, I think. Whether he goes down a blaze of glory or takes over Ukraine and then sets his sights on other countries or something, he's not going to simply say, okay, I made a mistake. That's never going to happen, I fear. Yeah.
Now, we have a lot of people coming to Florida, and right now we have baseball season that started, so it's not a fair comparison, but everybody and their uncle is down here going to the baseball parks. I mean, they're everywhere, all plates from you name it is here. And I really believe that money, lower taxes, lower cost of living, not retirement, is the top reason people continue to move from the North, New York, and Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts, and Ohio to Florida.
Well, sure. I mean, Florida has so much to offer for people who are going to be retiring. They want to live in a beautiful
place.
But
they're not coming down here because of retirement. They're coming down here because of money. It costs less.
It costs less, and also Governor DeSantis has helped to make Florida business friendly. So a lot of people may want to relocate their business, especially in this day and age. We found out through the pandemic that you could do a lot of stuff from remote locations. So you could locate your business in Florida, still service your clients, and have make better money and have a better lifestyle and all that stuff and have a better environment.
You bet. Absolutely. That's what my wife and I did, and it worked quite nicely. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's a little commercial for Florida here, you know. But it's because it's
Sorry.
A beautiful place. No. But it's a beautiful place. But also, it's the environment that's conducive for success for people and for freedom and for expression and all those things. And that's where Governor DeSantis has really has strong.
Do you think for one second I would ever send anyone to California to go to live? not in a cold day in hell. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. Kyle's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Oh. He was too far from home. She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles in those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed. Looking so right in her diamonds and frills.
so I just asked Kyle, what's keeping you in California? He said, those Hollywood nights. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, that, you know, Captain, that, I'm glad you played that because that's one of my absolute favorite Bob Seger songs of all time.
Well, it should be.
It never gets old, you know, and it's a great song. And Bob Seger, he's got so many good ones. It's hard to pick out an absolute favorite Bob Seger, so that's one of my absolute favorite Bob Seger songs.
Well, you remember all that snow you had out there last week?
Yep.
It all came east. It's up in the northeast. We got a winter storm warning there. From the Hudson Valley on down towards Philly, all the way up towards, let's see here, up north of Albany, up in the Adirondacks, and over into Massachusetts and Connecticut, up into Maine. But we're getting a bunch of snow dumped over there right now, and we got a bunch of snow up off the lake tonight, too, up there in Lake Ontario land. And you got some more snow still out there in California. You can't seem to get rid of it. It's still got a winter storm warning in a couple spots in California where it hasn't snowed in a while.
Well, that's right, Captain. We have winter storm warnings throughout parts of the state, of course. They're still hanging around. We're going to check a couple of our key passes here first. We've got Cajon Pass, of course, on Interstate 15, snowing there. And also snowing for Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Now, as we get to the end of the week on Thursday, getting towards the end of the week, we're going to start to see the sun again. So that's good. But if you're going to be trucking through Cajon Pass, definitely check the local weather and so forth to make sure. We don't know that it's closed right now or needs to be closed, but it is snowing, so that's always a concern. Up on Donner Pass on I-80 coming out of Reno, it is blowing snow right now. It's 21 degrees at this moment up there on Donner Pass, Captain. We continue, of course, with winter storm warnings heading up, especially Highway 395. This goes through Lone Pine and up towards Bridgeport, past the Mammoth Lakes up there. So you want to be aware of that. And then, of course, Highway 395 up through Susanville. This is going to be north of Reno, basically. You've got also the winter storm warning heading all the way up to the border there with Oregon. Right now, in terms of snow that's falling, we just mentioned I-80 coming out of Reno, so you do have that come across the interstate. South of Medford on Interstate 5, you've got snow there. You've got a mix of sleet and rain all the way from about Roseburg in Oregon up through to just a little bit south of Salem. You're going to have scattered rain and so forth around Portland right now, but Seattle definitely has rain and snow in that area right now. Snow in the Walla Walla area. Snow up near Spokane on I-90. So that means, of course, you're going to come over towards 4th of July. Be careful there as well. And let's see, rounding this out, Idaho Falls, our friends in Idaho Falls right now, definitely snow coming across the interstate all the way down to American Falls. This is going to also encompass Pocatello down into northern Utah near Logan, Ogden, and just outside of Salt Lake City and Provo right now. So more next hour, and back to you.
Well, let's take a look here at North and South Dakota. We've got I-94 right now. It's got snow all the way across it coming out of Rapid City. And then up there in the North Dakota area, you've got snow all the way from Fargo to the Montana line, and then it goes up and goes right through the mountains again up there. But 90 and 94 running together with snow, where they do run together up there. Once you get out there past North Dakota and South Dakota, they run together in Montana. Coming down, you got wind, South Dakota, southwest corner there. You've got some very dry weather now all of a sudden down there in the southwest part of Oklahoma and Kansas and the Panhandle. And it looks like it's over in Texas, too, down through Lubbock, down to Midland, down to the Mexican border. So you've got dry conditions there, the chance of possibly a fire threat. We got some fog down below Brownsville on up to Corpus Christi, so be advised of that, heavy fog there. We do have some wind and some possibility of some snow tonight coming across in the central part of Minnesota, and eventually we'll be over into Wisconsin if it's not already there. You do have some fog right there off the lake, in Lake Michigan, which is affecting the east side of Wisconsin and the west side of Michigan, about the first 100 miles or so. Then up there in the panhandle, the upper peninsula, rather, of Michigan, you've got some snow. But here's what's going on over to the east. New York State, from just east of Ripley, going straight across Highway 17, all the way east, all the way over to Poughkeepsie, you've got snow. And by the time you get to Binghamton, you'll be in a winter storm warning, so you'll be getting a lot more snow. Now, that winter storm warning is coming up out of Pennsylvania, and it's taking you right up past Syracuse, right up past Sandy Creek, and up towards Watertown, and it's all through the Adirondacks tonight. You've got snow all through the Catskills tonight. You've got snow all through the Berkshires tonight, and you've got snow going up the East Coast, which covers Cape Cod, covers Boston, covers Vermont, covers Maine. Most of Maine is under snow advisory tonight. And you've got the gale force winds tonight jumping in, too, from Nova Scotia all the way down, let me see, hugging the shoreline, all the way down to Savannah, Georgia. So it's going to be real interesting driving if you're driving anywhere near the ocean tonight, the winds, the way they're blowing.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact, yes.
So tell us why somebody might want to find out where the next Pilot Flying J is and think about maybe staying there for a little bit.
Well, for one thing, Captain, of course, they have all kinds of great amenities for truckers and travelers alike. And you want to go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function, and it's very easy to use. You type in where you are, and it'll show you a list and also a map of where all the nearby Pilot and Flying J travel centers are. And, of course, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States, so you're going to find one pretty easily that way. But when you go there, you want to make sure that you're going to fuel up, you're going to get your supplies, and you also want to join the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app, because when you do that, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear available at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. And do try the hot cup of coffee or hot bowl of chili, something to warm you up. Get out of the elements at pilotflyingj.com.
Hot tea.
Hot tea as well. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep. They got hot tea there. Matter of fact, they got the different flavors. I saw it the other day, different flavors of tea. About 25 different brands there. So that can get interesting.
Yep, absolutely.
All righty. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A Tuesday. And when we come back, we'll tell you why it's Tuesday and what we do on Tuesday. It's called Have Lunch with a Captain at Mission Barbecue.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.